If it pleases the court, I'm Robert E. Bushnell for Samsung Electronics, CEO of LTE. I'll be arguing instead of Mr. Stern this morning. I'd prefer to reserve 5 minutes for rebuttal. This is the second time this application has been before the court. The claims are the same. And on the 18th of January 2002, the court issued an opinion and found certain deficiencies in the examiner's proposed combination of the primary reference, Northrop, which remains the same here, and the Thunder Chopper manual. And the Patent Office has taken that as an invitation to justify that combination. Before the court today are 10 distinct proposed combinations of prior art, all of which rely on the same Northrop primary reference, and five of which have the Thunder Chopper manual. The difference is they've also included the reference for a digital wristwatch, Wakai, and they've also included Atsubo, which is a VCR. Here in the U.S., it's called VCR, programming demonstration. Now, the solicitor has suggested that Lee's mistake, this is on page 30 of the solicitor's brief, is in focusing too narrowly on the specific teachings of the secondary references. The solicitor also argued before the United States Supreme Court in the KSR International that the Federal Circuit has repeatedly stated that common knowledge and common sense, even if assumed to derive from the PTO's expertise, do not substitute for evidence of specific inner suggestion to combine the prior art, citing Ibn-Rae-Sang-Soo-Lee. And the Federal Circuit's test is problematic. This is from the solicitor's brief, page 19 in KSR. Because the factual...
We understand that there is this background that has brought us here, but it would be very helpful to me if you would go directly to the combination of references that the office is relying on and help us to understand where the error may be.
Thank you, Your Honor. Yes.
Is there some plain feature here that's missing in the prior art?
Yes.
What is it?
Okay, we'll go to that. If I could interject a minute, the reason that the court said common sense and so forth are no substitute, they don't teach television circuits in engineering school for electrical engineers. They don't teach it in graduate school for electrical engineers. The primary reference, Northrop, is the preeminent person of ordinary skill in the art. Northrop is RCA.
Yeah, but we have two questions here. One,
Where are
all the features in the prior art? And two, is there a suggestion, teaching, et cetera, to combine them? So if you could address those two questions. First of all, what's missing? What feature, claimed feature, is missing in the prior art?
Okay. What the court looked at the last time was claim 10. That claim talked about an automatically demonstrating selection and adjustment of picture functions. Now, Northrop has picture functions such as sharpness, brightness, tint, color, and so forth. The applicant has those. None of the secondary reference has those functions. Now, if you look at Northrop's circuit, there's multiple stages there. All of the secondary references rely on what's called a one-screen display. And I've detailed that in the brief. I've traced the circuit. Now, one-screen display is something that came out of the push for high-definition television about almost 20 years ago. because we're using binary signals rather than analog signals. And we have to be able to dissect the signals. Now, Northrop's on-screen display provides the same processes and the same information on the screen. A while back, it was called teletext, the text that goes along the bottom of the television. Now, it's up on the screen. So what you get is a visual display of alphanumerical letters, content. And that tells you, push this button, and you...
But you're not answering my question. What feature, what claimed feature here is missing in the prior art?
Automatic. Northrop has no automatic. The two secondary references do.
Automatic what?
Automatic. In reading under 103, the claim in its entirety, automatic demonstration of...
You mean in the demonstration mode, it doesn't show the effect of changing the tint, for example?
Precisely, Your Honor. That's precisely it. In what would be analogous to a demonstration in Northrop, he's giving alphanumeric instructions. The same as Wakai, the same as Otsubo.
But I thought that the examiner's answer, for example, 41 and 42, suggests that these prior art references do have an automatic demonstration. Wakai refers to on 41A and Otsubo on 42.
They do have an automatic and they do have a demonstration. And they use those terms. But it's a demonstration mode of which switch to push. Push this switch and you get a number here. Push this switch, you get a number there. It's the same thing as a gas.
Does it show the number in the demonstration mode?
It uses an arbitrary constant number. There's no adjustment. So if you push this switch, you get this number in the demonstration mode. Now, what is the, as the court pointed out, it doesn't show the effect of that. Selection and adjustment. What happens if you put in a 700 instead of 800? Do you get the programming for the Nationals baseball team, or do you get the if you push in an 8, do you get the programming for the Nationals hockey team? What is the difference? It's not there. Northrop doesn't have that either. In fact, Northrop teaches that same function on his own on-screen display. Now, a different part of Northrop is the video circuit. The video circuit's not part of any of the secondary references. That's what shows you the effect of your adjustments in applicants' claims. You get the full gamut, or you can get the full gamut, but for broadly interpreting the claim, just take one adjustment, one increment. That's an adjustment. Now, what the examiner's proposed combination gives you is animation. You're just getting an animated display. It's a sequence of fixed frames, and they admit that. These are arbitrary numbers. No rhyme or reason to the value of those numbers. And all we're doing is if you take the gas station marquee, you put three numbers up there on the marquee for the price for extra leaded. We're teaching the gas station owner how to do that electronically. We're not telling them, well, you change, lower the numbers by adjusting it, you're going to get this many sales per day. You raise it, you're going to decrease your sale. There's none of that teaching in the examiner's proposed combination. Now, in KSR, the court went into great detail, 9 references, and they found, same as Graham versus John Deere, every element was present in the prior art. The court said that in John Deere. In KSR, the sensor was a known sensor. You go to the DigiKey catalog and you pick out your sensor. The pedal assembly, the accelerator pedal assembly was in production. It was known. forget the fact that the claim was drafted in European format in KSR. The court looked at each element in excruciating details and said something about each one of those references. One of the references, they had the wrong patent number, by the way, but I guess they're going to correct that. Here, there's no suggestion that the prior art makes any adjustment or selection in combination to demonstrate, as the court pointed out, the effect of the picture functions. Those teachings are wholly absent here. And in fact, the primary reference three times explains why he doesn't want to have that, why it's important to have what he calls the normal picture. That's a broadcast signal. Now remember, Northrop is the preeminent, in the whole United States, man of ordinary skill in this art. RCA, 29 patent attorneys at that time, every one of them working on televisions. They had a 30th attorney working on semiconductors, and then they had a chief patent attorney. They knew, they had a copy of every US patent when Northrop was filed. So there's no one of better skill in the art. And Northrop didn't want to do it. They said they don't want to do it. And they didn't have the idea of making a demonstration automatically of selection and adjustment of picture functions. Otherwise, I'm sure RCA would have filed. Remember, 29 patent attorneys, how many engineers working on nothing but televisions? So if we combine Wakai, we're combining something that's already in Northrop. Northrop has a timekeeping function. If we combine a Tsubo, how to program a VCR, Northrop already has that using his on-screen display circuit. And I did cover that in excruciating detail in the brief.
Thank you. We'll save you rebuttal time, Mr. Bishop.
Thank you.
May it please the court. The board arrived at the invention in this case by taking...
So what's the answer to the question? He says that there's a feature in this. The feature is actually showing the results of adjusting the various knobs in the demonstration. And he says that's missing in the prior art. And I don't really see that addressed in your briefing. Is it in the prior art?
The prior art teaches an automatic demonstration modes of all the features of those prior art devices. The prior art involved a watch.
Well, let's talk about this feature. So well, let's just take as an example the adjustment of the pin. He says the prior art doesn't show in the demonstration mode teaching you how to adjust the pin showing the results of the adjustment. As I understand it, that's his point.
And I think that's correct. I think our answer, the examiner's answer, is
correct. It's not in the prior art.
That precise teaching of showing the user in an automatic demonstration mode the way the tint is adjusted is not in the prior art. We believe we arrive there with the combination of the prior art. The prior art teaches the benefit of using an automatic demonstration mode in a variety of prior art devices, including a watch, a VCR, a video game. Both the watch reference, Wakai, and the VCR reference say we're not limited to the specific functions that are being taught here. So in other words, there was, in the prior art, a wealth of references showing the benefits of an automatic demonstration mode. Northrop itself, the TV references, notes that there is user confusion when you have a multifunction electronic device controlled by a few keys. We say, looking at the prior art, it would be obvious to import a demonstration mode into Northrop that would demonstrate all the functions of that device. Northrop, you know, clearly includes, as we show in the pictures in our brief, picture control functions such as tint and sharpness and contrast, shows how those are show up on the menu. Northrop just lacks the automatic demonstration that is taught by the other prior art references. So this is...
But if Northrop essentially showed everything, including
including a demonstration, wouldn't that be an obvious suggestion?
Well, Northrop doesn't have an automatic demonstration.
It doesn't have an automatic.
Northrop, when you press the right sequence of keys on your remote control, you will see on the menu the option for adjusting tint or sharpness.
Which of the prior references shows the automatic demonstration?
Both Wakai and Atsubo have automatic demonstration modes of those prior art multifunction electronic devices.
So how do you combine the two?
We take the teaching of an automatic demonstration mode and apply it to the functions that are already in the Northrop reference. In other words, Wakai and Atsubo both teach us that there's a benefit, freedom from reliance on user manuals, allow the ability to simply look at the display.
I thought you told me a couple of minutes ago that there was a feature missing in the prior art, and that is the sort of the showing the results of changing the controls, the tint
knob.
That there's no comparable feature in the prior art. That's the problem I'm having. Am I accurately characterizing what you said? I don't want to mischaracterize.
I think so, but we may still not be understanding each other completely. Let me just try to restate my position. The fact is that the watch prior art reference, the VCR prior art reference, don't have a tint function on them.
And well, yet, sure, but that's not my question.
Okay.
Does the watch prior art reference show when you adjust the numbers that it demonstrates the actual change taking place? That's the question.
It demonstrates the numbers. It gives sample times for setting the alarms, and those sample times are used in the demonstration mode, and the same with the VCR prior reference. In other words, there is an adjustment that is being demonstrated. It's just not a picture.
Well, of course it's not a picture. I understand
okay.
that. But then I misunderstood your answer. So what you are saying is that these prior art references do show the actual adjustment taking place, if we can characterize it that way.
That's correct. It's maybe I'm confused between the actual and demonstration adjustment, but it appears that you're seeing the way the watch is being set or the VCR is being set using, as the reference talks about, using sample times.
That would be characterized as a demonstration, wouldn't it?
Yes.
In the watch would be a demonstration of a particular correction being made.
That is correct.
So that's where the aspect of demonstration function comes in combination with what?
I think that's correct. The watch provides a demonstration of how to set the watch, how to set the alarm of the watch, how to operate the stopwatch feature.
Would you elaborate then on the reasoning as to why, in the office's view, would it be obvious to combine the demonstration shown in the watch with the television demonstration? Mr. Bushnell makes this point that if it were so obvious, how come the leaders in the field didn't include it in their disclosure?
The development in the field was clearly incremental. The Northrop reference is a 1984 reference, and it was filed even before that. Northrop felt like he had addressed the problem by providing these menu screens, and a sophisticated user can play with the VCR to figure out the functions of the device. Nevertheless, Atsubo and Wakai both teach that there is a benefit to the user or to a retailer demonstrating to the user to seeing an automatic run-through of the functions of the particular device. And so that's an additional feature that wasn't specifically claimed or mentioned in Northrop, but which Atsubo and Wakai both show the benefits of. You don't have to look at an instruction manual to figure out a multifunction device. That's an express teaching in Wakai at page A129. And that same benefit also accrues to other multifunction devices like the like the TV in Northrop.
Do you need a direct teaching in order to combine the two references? Can someone with ordinary skill in the art looking at the particular problem, say that we can find one aspect of it and not look at looking at the other prior art references and come up with a combination just because of my particular expertise in the art? Is that what they mean by common sense?
I think that is a factor of common sense. I think that's very much what they're referring to in the portion of KSR that we referred to on page 22 and 23 of our brief, where the court said, for the same reason, if a technique has been used to improve one device and a person of ordinary skill in the art recognizes that it would improve similar devices in the same way, using the technique is obvious unless its actual application is beyond his or her skill. So in other words, a technique has been used to improve watches, VCRs, video games. The benefit is that you don't have to use user manuals. According to KSR, it would have been obvious to implement that in additional similar devices, similar multi-function electronic devices, like a television set. So that's the kind of reasoning. Here we have the additional express teaching in Wakai that you don't need a user's manual once you have the automatic demonstration.
Why would it have been obvious to look, for instance, at the watch demonstration when you are concerned with television?
Well, at the outset, I can say I don't think that analogous art argument was preserved on appeal by the appellant. They made it before the board. The board answered it on page A17 and A18 of the record. The board said, even assuming this isn't the same field of endeavor, Wakai was concerned with the same problem in Norton. And for that, he cites, we can cite page A114.
But that doesn't say that you could look at any field no matter how you look. That too was a factor as a matter of rationality and obviousness. Whether a person working in the television field would deem it obvious to watch the demonstration as opposed to, say, samples or something.
Yeah, I think in this case, the board was looking broadly at multifunction electronic devices and saw a common problem. And here we've got more than one different.
The board was looking with hindsight. But would a person with a problem to solve, not knowing the solution, look at the watch prior art?
I think as this court has re-emphasized in the Kahn case, for instance,
I'm asking about the reasoning you used in the examination process.
Well, the reasoning in the examination process was we've got prior art concerning multifunction electronic devices, and that provides a teaching that for any given multifunction electronic device, it may well be obvious to provide a demonstration mode that would automatically demonstrate the functions.
Maybe, but don't you have to confront the question of whether it would have been obvious to look in certain areas for clues as to how to solve this problem?
I think that's correct, but I think the precedent of this court is that first you look to see whether you're in the same field of endeavor, and assuming for the purpose we're not in the same field of endeavor, you
well,
look to see.
You put a bit of rationality into the analysis,
right.
But still, and I'm seeking the rationality in the board's analysis.
Right, and that was they looked at the second prong of the analogous art test, which is the prior art reference essentially addressing the same problem that the inventor was confronted with. And in this case, as acknowledged specifically in the Northrop application on page 114A of the record, there was user confusion surrounding multifunction electronic devices. There is a problem teaching users how to use those devices. Wakai specifically provides one instance of a solution to that problem by providing an automatic demonstration mode for a multifunction electronic device. And I go back to this first statement in Kahn, where it talked about prior art references and obvious variants thereof being essentially in the public domain and available to somebody with skill in the art to look at in deciding how to improve a different prior art device in front of them.
How broad is the field of analogous art? Would a cell phone program
I think in this case, certainly, we live in a world where cell phones provide the same functions as TVs and computers. I think at this point, it's quite likely that somebody looking for a way to improve a cell phone would logically be commended to any other electronic device, especially where we're talking about a way to enhance the user's experience and help the user understand the device.
So in any particular device which has an electronic and has a face, visual face on it, would be analogous art?
I think it could be certainly used as analogous art in this context. If such a piece of prior art taught a demonstration mode, it would be natural for somebody confronted with the problem of teaching users how to operate a TV or another electronic device to look at the electronic devices that solve that problem, that solve the problem.
This is an old application. So taking today's electronic capability, it's not really, that doesn't really help. Does it in terms of putting ourselves back to the time we mentioned today, or this application back?
That's a fair point. I was simply responding to Judge Gaiars' question about the cell phone. But in this case, the board did look at the prior art at the time and found a number of different prior art electronic devices that we say would have commended themselves to the board in deciding how to, to improve a prior art electronic device.
Kind of fine. This whole thing is mush. And that was what the original In Re Lee was designed to deal with. It said you've got to put it in the record, you've got to explain what you're doing. And what you seem to be saying now is that there's analogous prior art that presents a similar problem. That in of itself is sufficient to suggest the combination. Am I misunderstanding you?
I don't think you are. I think that is the second part of the two-part
so
test.
So there's no further explanation that's required from the board. All it said needs to say is in analogous art, a similar problem was solved this way in the analysis.
I think if doing so results in the claimed invention, I think that's correct and that's proper. That's a proper use of art that has been found to be analogous. It's the sort of art an inventor would turn to solve this problem. It's the teaching that's available to the public, to an inventor. The inventor would look there and apply that to improve the device before him. And I think that's a fairly straightforward understanding of the way the obviousness analysis works. And I think this time around, the PTO certainly improved vastly over what they did the first time. The examiner board were criticized for not providing a specific rationale and also for merely relying on the combination of a television with a video game. In this case, we've got now electronic devices, pieces of hardware, which have these automatic demonstration modes, and we have the precise teachings in those pieces of hardware that show why you would, what the motivation is to make the combination. So I think this is a classic teaching suggestion motivation test in compliance with the original opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you.
If I may, Your Honor, the reason we're here today is we need the court itself. This is not an isolated case. Today I'm representing a large corporation. Many times we're representing independent inventors. And last year we resolved one of these problems by acquiring the examiner. Why are you making these grown men cry? I get the same reaction from a second advisory action from independent inventor that I get from criminal defendant that is unjustly accused. In a different case, an Adams battery case, which it's a battery, the examiner believes that this section requires the examiner look at the claimed invention and the prior art as a whole, not at the individual details. In other words, the examiner should consider whether the spirit of the claimed invention is in line with the spirit of the prior art as applied. That's what you have before you today. This is Office Action 26 in November 2007. In Re Lee is not the only case we have this problem.
Is that part of the record?
No,
it's
not. It's a case that was, Office Action was issued a month ago. But as I said, we need the court's help. We have to tell the office.
You shouldn't be presenting evidence at this stage of the game when you start referring to those other references.
I'm not presenting evidence, Your Honor. I'm asking for the court's assistance.
It would be helpful if you would respond to any of the points that...
Yes, the points are... The solicitor said the secondary reference teach all of their features. We're substituting the word all for picture functions in the claim. How do I write claims? Are we supposed to write all of the functions in the claims, or are we supposed to say picture functions? The secondary reference don't have any picture functions. The primary reference does. It's a different circuit. They don't use the on-screen display for the adjustment of the picture functions in applicant's claims.
But the claims aren't limited to any particular circuitry, are they? They're broadly stated.
Well, they're all method claims except claim 20.
Okay.
And that is directed, I believe, to the circuit itself. You can't use the on-screen generator to adjust the TIM. It won't do it.
Those limitations aren't in the claims.
Pardon?
The claims are the method for automatically adjusting. And it seems
picture.
Part of the problem is the breadth of the claim in terms of the combination that the office is now requiring.
Yes, we can say the claims are broad, but we can say that about any patent claim that it's broad. The question is, are those claims fairly met by the examiner's proposed combination? The examiner's proposed combination is nothing more than a regurgitation of the teachings of Northrop for displaying on-screen text, giving instructions. That's animation. There's no adjustment. What does he adjust? Putting a one in a box in response to a user prompt, that's not an adjustment of anything. He's sticking an arbitrary, and he admits, an arbitrary fixed value in there. He never adjusts that value. He does not show you the consequences of that adjustment. There's no demonstration. Remember in the brief, I pointed out that up in Baltimore, they found what's called a conquest from Aristotle. Aristotle teaches us about the ambiguity of the word demonstration, except Aristotle used feat instead of demonstration. Demonstration has many meanings. We're talking about class 434 in the USPTO. If you go through 434, the big section is gunnery. Now, I remember what the government issued me. Mr. Stern remembers what they issued him, different mechanisms. If you're training how many million men a year to use these mechanisms, where's the demonstration? There's none. Where's Northrop's demonstration automatic for his remote controller? When you push this button, what happens? When you adjust this button, what happens? Northrop doesn't have a demonstration mode in the sense that applicant has. Of selection and adjustment. Why not? Even in 2007, I think there's no demonstration mode for the RCA remote controller. Why not? My brand new cell phone, where's the demonstration mode? I just have to futz around with the keys until I get it right. Why not we have that? It's not so obvious. The reason is that you need an animator for that kind of demonstrator. For adjustment, you need a mechanic. Now, Judge Markey would recognize immediately the Air Force trained about half of its people was what they called equipment repairmen. And most of the time, what they're doing is not replacing parts, because the Air Force doesn't like to buy new parts. They have to adjust the old parts to make them work correctly.
You're telling us that the references were not combinable. Is that right?
If they're combinable, if you combine them, you've added nothing to Northrop. Northrop's newer than Atsubo and Wakai. And he already has those functions incorporated in there. how to program a VCR. And I went through that in the brief, tracing his on-screen display circuit.
We must move on, Mr. Rush. We have the arguments.
Okay, and if I could commend the court new evidence. Cordis Corporation versus Medtronic, page 18 of the slip opinion.
Thank you.
Thank you.